Have you ever felt like project management is just chasing updates and taking notes? What if that mindset is holding you back from unlocking true, and I do mean true, leadership and impact? In today's episode, I'm going to show you that project management is much more than just herding cats. It's much more than chasing people. It's much more than being a note taker. It's about transforming chaos into success. Do you mind if I share a story with you? I remember when I was trying to make a decision about my next career step. And see, a part that I didn't share with you, family, is that I would watch other project managers after I got excited about project management. And what I noticed is that they were so aggravated because of the fact that they felt that they were herding cats, as you would say. They felt that all they were good for, or allegedly good for, is writing down notes. And I told myself that I wanted to be more valuable than that. I wanted to create not just the perception, but I wanted to lead and inspire, because that is really what true project management is. I know it says project manager, but we are leaders, we are innovators, we are individuals, if you decide to take this journey, of people that are looking to inspire, motivate, continually to grow. And with that being the case is, I just said, hey, I didn't want that misery, that frustration. And now I realize, after spending more than a decade, there were moments where I had those feelings of, man, all I'm doing is taking notes. All I'm doing is feeling like I'm hurting people. And what it came to was, it was about the environment that I was in that supported project management, that supported me as an individual, and that supported the team, most importantly. And today's episode, we're going to navigate through some points that I really believe is going to be valuable to you if you're thinking about getting into project management. And if you're already in project management, this is going to help increase how you perceive and how you can make a definitely change. Point number one. Master communication as a core skill. Again, a master communication as a core skill. Listen, communication is it's the lifeline for project management. You could take away my risk register. You could take away my communication management plan. You could take away my schedule. If I can't articulate, or in a verbal and or write down, sending you an email, what's due, when we need these things to happen, or even lead a meeting, there's no point in me even being part of the project or even being a project manager. So without clear communication, even the best plans can falter. So PMs need to ensure that information flows seamlessly among stakeholders. Here's my actionable tip. Tailor your communication style to the audience you're talking with. If you're speaking with executive, you need to keep a very high level and be prepared for any questions that may come your way. And then when it comes to dealing with your project team or stakeholders, you may take more of a detailed approach of having these conversations. And then when you're dealing with having to resolve conflict, because as a project manager, I don't want you to get fooled, there will be conflict the longer in your journey, to be able to be empathetic enough to have conversations with individuals one-on-one, or even if you have to, as my auntie would say, if I have to check you, I'm going to do it. So point being is, having that ability to have those crucial conversations in front of people or in a one-on-one basis. Point number two, focus on value over task management. I see how project managers normally get caught up in just, oh, what task I got to do? I got all these tasks, but that's great. But a PM's true role is the ability to deliver value, not just monitor tasks or take notes, by driving outcomes, because we know the difference between a result and an outcome. If we don't, let me park here parenthetically. When we look at an outcome is, if I have a piece of paper and I need to get it into the garbage can, the outcome is it being in the actual garbage can. Now, a result of that is saying, hey, the result is I need to get that in the garbage can, but that is not an actionable, again, my remix version, is not an actionable item. I believe outcomes are the ones where this shows that you executed. This is what I got from this particular thing that I did or activity that I did. Also, PMs, it's imperative that we resolve roadblocks. And then also we need to elevate the project's impact. Okay, here we go. Here's my actionable tip. Always ask yourself, how does this decision or task bring us closer to achieving the project goal? Again, how does this decision or task bring us closer to achieving the project goal? Keep this mindset, family. This mindset will allow you to prioritize tasks, allow you to prioritize decisions. Point number three, ensure tools support execution, not hinder it. Again, ensure tools support execution and not hinder it. You know, one of the questions I get a lot of times is about tools. Like, hey, what tool I should use? That at first I would be like, hey, go ahead and learn a Microsoft Project or Smartsheets or Asana. But now I've taken a different approach over my years and said, just understand it at a very high level. Like, you can get into the tool that you know how to build a schedule or if you know how to communicate. And the reason why I say that is because when project management tools are meant to facilitate, not to complicate, they're supposed to be to add value to what you're already doing. You can give me a piece of paper, a pen or a pencil, and I can lead a multi-million dollar project. You say, well, how is that? Easy, because I'm keeping the main thing. This is when I always share with you guys about how I've actually led multi-million dollar projects in building and just using an Excel document. And the reason behind that is because the organization decided not to get Microsoft Project. So I had to adapt. And once that happened to me one time, I was like, man, you know what? It's not, the tool is important, but it's not as important as how I'm leading, how I'm driving, how I'm inspiring. So having the ability to understand, hey, is this tool going to benefit or is it going to complicate us leading this project more effectively? Here's my actionable tip. Evaluate your tools periodically to ensure that they're user-friendly and they add value. The key word is add value. If this is not adding value, if it's complicating the project and people can't understand your status report and you're having all these challenges, we may just need to go back to the basics and continue to grow from there. Because at the end of the day, here's another actionable tip, is we want to simplify the workflow and train the team on proper uses to avoid inefficiency. Let's move on to point number four. Be the catalyst for collaboration. Again, be the catalyst for collaboration. One of the things that I see a lot in organizations and tool, and it is not in tool, there's certain organizations I've been in where they've got this down so well, you like, oh, this is awesome. Like, their main goal is collaborate. We're not doing this silo stuff, because they understand the diversity and having the ability to collaborate with teams. So PMs must foster collaboration across departments and stakeholders to achieve a collective goal. Now, this does require building bridges and tearing down walls. There's going to be a lot of walls up, especially if you take over a project that was messy, or you take over a project that was behind in schedule or cost or whatever the issue is. You're going to have to rebuild those bridges and tear down those walls that have been brought back up. Here's my actionable tip. Create forums for cross-functional teams to share updates, challenges, and ideals, ensuring everyone works cohesively toward a shared objective. Point number five, proactively solve problems. Listen, we just don't follow up. We proactively solve problems. Following up alone does not solve a problem. PMs must identify issues early and often and implement solutions before they escalate. Here's an actionable tip. I would recommend leveraging a tool like a fishbone diagram to identify the root cause. Because listen, family, we're looking for root causes. We're not looking for surface layer. Anytime someone does any surface layer problem solving, I promise you that problem will be back. If it's not next week, it may be the next day. So we want to do root cause issue resolving and implement preventative measures to keep the project on track. Point number six, act as a leader, not a secretary. Can a church say amen on that one? Act as a leader, not as a secretary. PMs often get mislabeled as note takers because of their role in facilitating meetings and documentation. True PMs, though, lead by empowering teams. They lead by driving results. They lead by inspiring and motivating the project team, stakeholders, and everyone involved. Here's my actionable tip. When you're leading meetings, lead meetings with a purpose. Set clear agendas, assign action items, and use the outcomes to move the project forward, demonstrating your capability and your leadership style. Point number 7, continuously build trust. PMs must be a trusted advisor. If you're not a trusted advisor, your team will unintentionally, but intentionally, have the project fail. You're like, what? Yeah. Yes, because you haven't earned their trust. You haven't taken time to build those relationships. You haven't taken them the time to know who's part of your team. We're not just task managers. Trust comes from consistent delivery, clear communication, and accountability. Here's my actionable tip. Follow through on the promises you made. Provide timely updates. Own your mistakes when they occur to strengthen your credibility. One of the things is, I'll even take accountability for something a team member did. Why do I do that? The reason why I do that is because I'm protecting them from what the feedback is going to come. And I know that I can handle it better than they would because they need to focus in keeping the main thing. If that comes into play, it's going to throw them off and they're going to be thinking about it. Not saying that they can't handle it, but I want them to stay focused. My job is to remove any impediments. My job is to ensure that they're allowed to stay focused in doing the work that they need to do and not being interrupted, because sometimes the feedback that you get is somebody that's really trying to disrupt you, or they may be jealous. You don't know what it is. But and then sometimes it's really good feedback and you want to ensure that you can implement it. But I would rather it filter through me as a project manager than going directly to the resource, because again, I need this resource to be focused. Point number 8, champion adaptability over being rigid. One of the things that happens a lot of times is we can get so caught up in a rigid project management style. We have to understand the PMBOK, Project Management Body of Knowledge, is there as a standard guide. What is a standard guide? Hey, this is the standard. You should have a project charter. You should have a project management plan. You should have a project schedule. These are these templates and artifacts that I just named off. These are standards, but even those are standards. That doesn't mean that you can't tailor up, meaning I can't improve the project charter that I have because I understood something from a previous project. Or maybe we need to, instead of having 2 pages for the project charter, maybe we only need 1 page. Listen, tools, templates, and methodologies should adapt to the project's need. The other way around, if we're doing a project and we don't need a WBS, don't try to force a WBS on here because it's not irrelevant. Now we're doing a lot of secretary admin type things, and then that's what people are going to think of us anyway. So PMs who stay flexible bring more value to their teams versus PMs who don't. Here's my actionable tip. Periodically assess whether the current approach is working and be open to pivoting methods or tools if they're not effective. I have 2 bonuses, family, then I'll get in my transformational remarks. First bonus, be a knowledge hub for the project. PM serves at the central point of truth. You know what I was talking about? If someone has some criticism or some feedback, I wanted it to come through me. This is about being that central hub, that point of truth, ensuring everyone has information they need to make informed decisions. Here's my actionable tip. Maintain a centralized project repository. I recommend, I've used everything from a cloud called Box, SharePoint, ShareFile. There's so many out there. You want to keep a repository, and because you don't want to be a bottleneck. If somebody needs something, as we say, we want them to go fishing. Here, you can go right here to this area and you can find everything you need. All right. My last and final bonus is influence without authority. PMs oftentimes, the majority of the times, lead a project team and they don't have direct authority over that project team. So this requires strong influencing skills. This requires strong persuasive skills. This requires building a relationship to achieve the results. Here's my actionable tip. Build rapport with the team members, stakeholders by understanding their goals and aligning them with the project objective. Here's my 3 transformational remarks, family, and then I'll send you on the way, and I appreciate your time today. Master communication as a core skill. We talked about that. Communication, I believe everything rises and falls on communication, and communication is the true lifeline to for us as a project manager. And we have to understand when we need to tailor that communication based on the audience we're engaging with. Point number two, ensure tools support execution, not hinder them. Hey, I'm all about tools. I think tools are a beautiful thing when it comes to leading projects. However, we don't want to make it too complicated. We want it to be user-friendly. We want to ensure that the tools are meant to support us, not to get in the way of, not to distract us of getting in the way to have the success that we need on the project. And point number three, focus on value over task management. As a project manager, you want to find ways to offer value. I got in trouble for this before, but I still stand on it and I still lean with it. Is that just because I'm the project manager, that doesn't mean I won't do other tasks and duties. If I'm able to do it, I'll step in and do it. I won't have any problem doing it. I don't have that mindset of that's not my role, that's not my job. If I'm able to do it, if I'm able to support my team, I'm going to support my team. So always ask yourself, how does this decision or task bring us closer to achieving project goals? And use the mindset to prioritize task as well as decision. Family, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. I go by the name of ED. And again, we're more than just following up on with people. We lead, we motivate, we inspire, and we have the ability to change how the project can have success or failure. Until next time.